Stuart Weiss of the Sunshine State Athletics Conference doesn't hide his dislike of the Florida High School Athletics Association. Weiss says the association has been hard to work with and it wouldn't let his conference into its playoffs.
I reached out to FHSA last year and begged them. And the only way I got a conversation with Dr. Deering was a three-way conversation through Senator Lee's office that set it up. And he told me, absolutely not, we're not going to get one. Nothing to interfere with FHSA district playoffs.
Roger Deering is the executive director of the FHSAA. The association has been under close scrutiny for the past few years. Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell led two previous efforts to strip the FHSAA of some of its power. One proposal would have let private schools start their own association, and another dealt with player eligibility. In 2013, Stargell said the way the FHSAA determined whether students were eligible to play was unfair.
The girl in my district had to leave private school because her family could no longer afford the private school and was ineligible at her zoned high school because she had played a summer league that was affiliated with the coach at her public high school. That student lost all four of her appeals.
Student eligibility has remained a sore spot. Stargell is carrying a bill that overhauls the FHSAA. Several Central and South Florida school districts have experienced problems with students switching schools to play sports. But other seemingly innocent disputes, like foreign exchange students initially being deemed ineligible, have also arisen. The House is now out with its FHSAA reform bill. The proposal limits the way students can be declared ineligible and allows parents to choose an outside arbitrator to settle disputes. It also allows private school and homeschool students to transfer to any school inside or out of a district. But Democratic Representative Reggie Fullwood questions whether that opens the door for even more recruiting, which is already a problem.
Don't you see this kind of creates a situation where recruitment, it's much easier for coaches to recruit kids who are at these specialty schools versus now where you still have to go to the school that's in your zip code or zone.
Proponents say the bill only reflects what's currently happening, and they liken the language to another bill moving through the legislature that would allow students to attend any school in any district as long as it's not full. The measure also calls for a sunset provision, which could allow the FHSAA to be replaced by another nonprofit organization, something the FHSAA's lobbyist, John Mixon, says is unfair.
If it's truly violating people's rights and not looking out for the best interest of our athletes, then FHSA should be removed. But we think that that should come back to this legislature and not be put in the legislation at this time.
The House Education Committee's bill makes significant changes to the way the association runs. It limits fees the association can collect and revamps the governing board to include public schools, private schools, charter schools, and parents. Schools could elect to have some sports under the FHSAA and other sports in other organizations. House Education Committee Chairwoman Marlene O'Toole warned early on the bill was coming.
And just for the record, I'm not after anybody. I'm wanting kids to be able to play sports in a way, and I'm after parents if they want to move to the other side of town and it's the middle of the year and because they played somewhere for a day, they can't go. That's all nonsense. If I get an opportunity to move to a better zip code and it's in the middle of a year or before the end of a game, I should have the right to do that.
Colleges and universities scout students, and parents want their kids to have a chance for a future in the big leagues. Recruiting starts early, and in high school, it's not just fun and games. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.